Listen, I wasn't prepared for this.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of How to Be Human. I'm your host, David, and with us we have Anthony.
Hi.
Michael.
Yes.
And Marco.
Michael's attracted to pedophiles. Also, Steve. Right. Pedophile, but that's not breaking news.
Hey, I think we talked about that in the last one. But we
did recording right now.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck.
So, watch your racism.
3 hours too late.
I thought you talk dickin.
Okay.
Well, David, you can't use any of that. Good job.
I can use
man, all. What a hell of a start. Pedophiles and racial slurs off the rip.
Yeah.
But you're saying as if, like, being racist is a surprise.
So, Mark, are you
I'm not actually racist.
That's the problem.
I'm not racist.
Oh, yeah, you just are. You just said it was.
I just hate French people. I can't
hate everyone. What did you just say? What did you just
say? I said you're a pedophile. I said you're like pedophiles. Which everyone can attest to.
You said something else. No, you said something else.
I said you're attracted to Steven.
No.
I didn't say anything. Because David's just going to bleep it out. I didn't say anything.
This has gone horribly wrong.
I don't know what you're
about. I'm not bleeping shit out. I'm too lazy
to bleep shit out. Dark
I was too lazy to put into an intro. So it just starts without any music. That's how lazy I am. We're gonna...
I wonder why we don't have any
music. Also, we should have started recording about 3 hours ago.
Fuck up, you.
Yeah, momentum. It's...
We missed a lot of good conversation. Now it's just gonna be name calling and...
Good.
See, I think
we've just gotten to the point of the night where we roast each other.
Too many shows actually have
that is a battle you
in context. We just need to jump right into it with the animosity and the attacks and the accusations that Michael is a pedophile lover. So
it's not accusations, it's facts.
Nope. What? Wait, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
The accusation. Michael is not a pedophile. He just is attracted to them.
Now,
he's not attracted to kids in any way. He's just attracted to people that are attracted to kids.
Because if I was, I would give Steven all the fucking chances that he wanted to fucking have my ass.
No, it's not. It's like
no, you're just playing hard to get.
People are degenerates.
What am I, a fucking girl?
Yes.
All of you are fucking degenerates.
Fuck off.
You have a fat ass.
Wait, I'm Marco, you cannot say shit about a degenerate.
We're all degenerates, you know. We just found out why you're a degenerate.
Alright, that's why Michael is a degenerate. Why is Marco a degenerate? Let's get into that one.
I mean,
where do you want to start?
Do you really need to ask that?
We're gonna be here for a while.
Do you really
Let's
need to ask
see,
that?
Let's see, alcoholic, Scottish.
Fuck up, you.
That's the same thing, you don't need the same bowl.
Exactly. Also,
albino.
If you could let me know where to get some...
Albino. Racist.
I'm not racist. I mean, I might be a little racist.
Just a little.
Beats
Hulk, I'm Hulk Hogan racist.
Man, if only we could cut to every time, Marco.
I want a fucking tally marker of every, like, just racist term.
I don't, because... Look, that number doesn't exist. One.
Can I'm gonna pay anyone that's listening, like... I'll pay you to dox Michael and Anthony for me so I can send them an anthrax bomb.
Fucking Guam guys.
Good luck, I can't even dox myself.
That's why I'm paying other people to do it.
Please, I need to know where I live.
God.
Someone dox Michael so I can get my address.
Yeah. Michael, while we're recording, what's your address? So I can just upload that real quick to SoundCloud so it's easier for them.
Nah.
Okay, they can't get it. It's gated.
Don't worry, the only person that's ever gonna hear is Marco, so you're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marco also hates the gays. That's there too. Hate someone, hates the gays.
I don't hate the gays.
He's racist.
He just hates the gay community.
Bah, yeah. I hate everybody.
You called me a coon earlier, like 3 minutes ago.
all the listeners heard.
Yeah, but you're gonna bleep that out anyway, so...
No, he's not.
I don't bleep that out anymore.
That would require him to go back and listen. And edit. That's not gonna happen.
I listen, I just don't edit. It's funnier that way. I edited out the N-word previously, because I think that everyone knows what it was, but I think coon doesn't get enough love. So if we just keep that, people might...
It's an underrated one.
Yeah. Like a moon cricket.
The black community really likes it.
Not that common.
The fuck is a moon cricket?
It's because black
that's
people
a,
were just...
That's a wild slur.
Yeah. It's just...
It doesn't make any
like,
sense.
Like, if you hear someone say that, they're like really racist.
Mm-hmm. You know, just...
It doesn't make
of,
any sense.
It's like, when the slaves were out about at night, and they were just, like, making a lot of noise, the white guy would come out with his weapon and be like, yeah, shut up, you dang moon crickets. It's like,
oh, that's good. That's creative.
It is creative.
It's white people, they're not creative at all.
Wait, no it isn't. Oh, wait, no it is. Okay, never mind. I was about to ask what makes them a moon cricket till I realized you made it an ape.
Because that's all anyway. They ever do. It's all picking Khan and singing songs. That's it. Oh yeah, Khan picking.
David, I found David, I found a cotton farm. It's in my backyard. I need you to come pick it.
All right, yeah, I'll be right on that. Racist. We said that like 3 times already.
Just try to get us off the airwaves at this point.
SoundCloud Airwaves. Just way worse on there.
We're not SoundCloud anymore. By the time this goes up, we're on a new place because we can't afford to be on SoundCloud subscribe anymore.
Subscribe to us. David won't upload to YouTube.
YouTube fucking sucks. I don't want to upload, sit there for 3 hours watching something go, just to have an audio podcast at 240p, just hanging out.
PP.
Makes no sense.
Well, that happened to my drunk podcast.
Put it on a platform with no people.
Did my drunk podcast just never make the light of day?
No, I think that was a day that it kept on cutting out, and I used to have that on my old laptop, but my laptop lost its hard drive, so.
Damn.
All of those gone for a while.
Well, that was the one where literally everyone was drunk but David.
Yeah.
I don't drink anymore, so.
Really?
That's a
so can cross alcoholic up the
that's
list.
Gone. I wouldn't say that. I'm still Polish. I'm from Glasgow.
He will go back to it. Just right now, he's not.
That's true.
It's not in the maybe deep future.
Alright.
Marco, are you gonna die anytime soon with that cancer in your lungs?
What cancer in my lungs? I don't know if it is cancer in my lungs.
Let's say Marco got killed by that. Does that fulfill your guys' pact?
No.
Do you guys ever come to agree
because,
with that?
No.
Oh, because it has he just to be died.
Suicide.
Yeah, that's natural causes. If he kills himself purposely by smoking.
But he did it's not natural causes, because he technically killed himself by smoking.
No. If he goes out, if he learns he has lung cancer, and then he just starts fucking just like smoking packs of grits, just like left and right every minute, just to make it go faster, then it's self. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's over.
Okay.
But if he just dies naturally, but if he just, if he just starts taking down grits, then we all have to start smoking grits.
Yeah.
Until we die.
Oh god, I'd love to see that.
It'd be a good time.
The first thing I've been
doing
in America.
You could be like all the scene kids that still smoke cigarettes.
You mean all the art students at the art book?
Yeah, all the art students. Fucking crazy.
They're the only ones I see smoking cigarettes in their overalls and
I'm artsy,
colored
I
hair.
Smoke grits.
It's gonna be great.
The first thing I did when I was at America is kick the shit out of Austin, just for being Austin.
God.
I want to see that, that'd be pretty funny.
Have you ever, when was the last time you spoke to Austin?
Not long enough.
He's on Xbox, he joins the party sometimes. Like, I talked to him, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably the last time I spoke to him was
He'll join the party on occasion.
I miss Austin. I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't know why I miss him. I really should.
What his victims never said.
Alrighty.
Remember someone called him homeless in the Snapchat group and he left?
Mike. Oh no, I said he was. No, Michael said something and then I said he was homeless. And then he left. I texted him after that, I'm like, you good? He's like, yeah. He's like, a bunch of shit. And I was just like, alright, just make sure you're good.
You were the straw that broke his back. He could have killed himself.
Well,
he could have
killed
himself, yeah.
He's like, people are just like saying shit about stuff I have no control. I'm like, one, don't ever take anything people say in that group chat personally. We're all just a bunch of fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
Degenerates.
And he was like, yeah, you're right. Add me back. I'm like, good. I'm glad you came. I saw him left and I'm like, okay. I'm like, you good? I was like, don't ever take anything we say to heart. Because
We're degenerates, but
we're all a bunch of shitheads.
We still have a line.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah.
Remember calling him a rapist for like 3 months?
I want to know this line. What is this line? We've been calling Steven a pedophile. Austin
he
a rapist.
Pedophile.
Well, it depends. So the Austin thing isn't even. Line? The Austin thing is just. It's not as well. The jokes haven't been any better. No one's made new jokes, so they kind of suck. So when you just keep calling him a rapist, it's like, eh. That's just not a good joke. He's come up with something new.
He's do it again.
I mean, like, the evidence for Steven is there. Like, he loves children.
No, Steven is actually a pedophile.
Yes, he's actually agreed to it, too.
Yeah.
He has.
Yes.
On the interviews.
Legally, I should probably leave that Snapchat.
Legally, we should call the police on him, but...
That's
his brother.
Police name or number.
I don't have his phone number.
Fucking the Florida police would just beat him to death.
They wouldn't give a shit, it's Florida.
One or two other ways, I don't know. They care enough to kill him.
Or... Steven's gonna be like that fucking professor or teacher in high school who fucks his students.
Steven's not gonna become a teacher.
He is the student.
Except he's gonna be like a kindergarten teacher.
No, except that Steven's just gonna be the creepy guy on the playground that just fucks kids. Because he's never gonna be able to become a teacher.
He's gonna be a school
teacher. Get an actual job. It's just funny, because like, when I first met Steven, he wasn't that bad. And now it's just like, holy shit.
Simony Albans.
Yeah, I like how the not that bad story was that he dropped his.
Well, no, Bruno knew him before that story.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, at least, I think.
No, like, Steven wasn't a fucking pedophile at that point. But I think after he. All that.
I think
that
as soon as he went to shit Florida. Show
when he, no, I think it was when he fucking just greened out on weed, out on edibles, and. Then his back got all fucked and everything.
Mm-hmm. Temporary ED.
And just.
The usual.
Yeah, all that stuff, it just has sent him into a sharp decline.
His brain cells are gone.
I mean, yes. Those edibles he were taking was way really too much. Them up.
Yes, he made his own fucking edibles. And he, what was it? He, like, doubled the dose on accident or something like that? Or was he a more?
Yeah, he made way too much and then ate it all. And then he fucking blacked out for however many hours it was.
He was on his floor and he couldn't move. I think it was 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, no, he pretty much just went into... Yeah, he got paralyzed pretty much. That's what it was. He was paralyzed. That usually will do it.
So, everyone listening, if you can subscribe to my premium Snapchat, offer nipple pics and toe pics and suicide boosts coming soon.
Please don't do that. Like, you don't give Marco more attention than it needs.
I don't get any attention. Why do you think I'm asking for it? And we need ad revenue.
You don't.
We're not gonna get ad revenue. You're not gonna give us ad revenue. You're not gonna give us money from your premium Snapchat that you make. One.
Listen.
One. You piece of shit.
If YouTube.
And also, don't give Marco money.
If YouTube endorses.
He already gets enough from the Scottish government.
If YouTube endorses like staged prank cancer, I think they'll endorse us. I mean, we aren't anywhere.
They won't because we're not child friendly. And we're not on YouTube.
One of us David is a child friendly.
Won't upload it.
YouTube can suck one.
YouTube can suck my toes.
That too. Maybe they'll subscribe to your premium Snapchat.
Maybe they will.
Just upload videos of you sucking your own toes on YouTube.
I don't think Marco's that flexible.
Oh, you wait.
You want a bet? You want a bet?
I don't, because that would involve me seeing it. Alright, so that was Marco's degeneracy that went on, and led into Steven's a bit. I guess... Am I a degenerate, guys? Am I a bad person? Am I horrible?
You're a sociopath. So.
I don't... Suck me. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty okay. Not a sociopath. I have... Friend.
That having friends doesn't make you not a sociopath. Do you care about other people? Do you have any emotions towards any other people?
Sure.
If anything happened to a person, would you care?
Yeah. I just don't have that many people to care about.
Dude, what was that, score you had on that one test you gave us?
Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, didn't it say you were a sociopath?
It said I had mine.
It said I had autism, is what mine said.
Yeah.
Because that was so low.
That's accurate.
It said, I'm such a biggest piece of shit that I probably have autism.
Yeah, it was, the results
I got,
said,
a 28.
I got a 26, you got a 23, Mark got a 36, and Omar was in the 40s. If you fail and get below a 30, it says that scores of 30 or less indicate a lack of empathy common in people with autism or Asperger's. So, you know, according to that one test, that
Asperger's.
Was a shorter version of one that they give out, then we may or may not be...
Retarded.
Unempathetic. I mean, listen. Maybe. But I'm not.
I don't know. What are David? I don't know.
I was a...
You don't really do much.
I don't. I
guess that would be it. You just don't do anything.
Yeah, I'm too boring to be evil. I need to work on that.
You're fucking making Orang then right now. That's evil enough.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty bad. Months ago, I said I would tell the story, but only on a podcast episode. But I guess we're... doing one now, so it makes sense. You remember how... So, as you all know, my greatest shame, or up there at least, was that I used to run like Naruto back in the third grade. So, I might as well elaborate now about how much worse it actually got. I don't think anyone knows about that. In
David is
after school,
he's 12 tails.
Yeah. First of all, 9 tails, you fucking bitch.
Fuck off.
Yeah, if you're gonna make the, if you're gonna
true,
him, do
true,
it right.
Alright, I'll give you.
Yeah. Get out of here with that. So, in tandem with that short period of time, 1 week period of time, mind you, that I ran like Naruto during recess before my third grade teacher called me over and was like, what are you doing? Like, running. He's like that? It's like, yeah. And she's like, don't. I'm like, okay. So she nipped that in the bud real quick, which I appreciate. But
she really saved
you guys,
me that one.
Yeah. But she wasn't there in after school and couldn't save me from my friends and I.
Yourself.
Making a Ninja Academy on the playground. So, what this involved
you were like,
we were a kid. I was like 9, which is fine. But it was way more involved than it needed to be. To the point where we just like stole 100 sheets of paper and then wrote a bunch of jutsu scripts on the paper and then wrote them up the bars into scrolls and then placed them on the bars so people could come by and buy them. And I think like maybe 10 people did. Then Beto said, it was bad. It was a bad series. So I guess my degeneracy is my childhood and my regrets and my desire to forget a majority of my life because I don't want to. I'm going to need this podcast like a time capsule because I'm going to spend too much time with drugs and alcohol subduing those memories. So I'll have this as a chance to go back and have something else to forget again in the future. I'm just glad I'm not a bad person like Michael and Marco.
Fuck you.
I'll agree with this.
What the fuck, you or that?
Bad people or fuck him?
Yeah.
No, that I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, you are a horrible person.
Yeah, you are too, so shut up.
Fuck you.
The test proved it.
By far the best person here.
Yeah, Anthony Price is probably the closest to decency that we have. I can't think of any of... Anthony's an enigma. If he was black, you'd put the nigga in enigma. But he is dreadfully
white. Yep.
The
worst curse given to any by any god.
Beast God?
God bless.
Curse you, Dr. Yakub.
Fuck Dr. Yakub. Goddamn Yakubians.
Gibbies.
Goddamn Gibbies.
Guys, the existential crisis is setting in again.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever left.
That usually happens around this time.
Real niggers, sad niggers.
No, real hours are like 4 a.m. It's like 3 to like 6 a.m.
So you cut nigga out, but you won't cut Kun out.
I mean, no, because the second one is less popular. It needs to get some redemption. It needs to get on its comeback tour. It's like a big time rush.
Fucking big time rush or the Naked Brothers Band.
Bring back the Naked Brothers Band. How many of those members are still alive?
I know Nat Wolff,
too many.
Singer, was in Death Note on Netflix.
Oh man.
He was a main character. He was edgy.
Disgusting.
Like, he's killing off people with his anime book, eating apples and shit.
I heard that was terrible, that show.
I bet you wish you could do that in real life.
I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. The live action one at least. Or the Netflix one. It was bad, but it was bad in all the ways I expected it to be. And also good in ways I didn't expect it to be. So I had a good enough time, even though I would never admit that in public. I'll just keep it here.
Everyone that likes Death Note will be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Especially when I say I didn't finish the original Death Note because I got bored of it. So the combination of those two.
Oh, that's like the same thing with the Star Wars movies with you.
Yes.
People are just like, fuck your opinion.
Pretty much. Like as soon as I said, yeah, Solo's my second favorite Star Wars movie. But it was like, what's the first? I'm like, oh, Last Jedi. It's like, yeah, no, fuck it. No one needs to listen to you or the words
you
say.
Solo's a great movie. Solo's a good movie.
Solo was.
It was good, and then a lightsaber came into the movie.
Yeah,
the lightsaber was weird.
It was not needed.
It was dumb.
If they'd left that out,
no, would have been great.
Good. And the fact they didn't show Darth Maul's fucking spider legs.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a canon again.
That is canon. It never wasn't.
Yes, it was. I mean, yeah.
It was always
canon.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
No. Darth Maul with spider legs has and will forever be canon.
Darth Maul is autistic Spider-Man.
Yes. Yes.
I can't wait for
but with his fucking double-sided lightsaber. I can't wait for the Marvel Star Wars crossover. It's all Disney. They have to do it. I expect nothing less.
That's just Wreck-It Ralph, isn't it?
Yes, pretty much. I'm just waiting for Thanos to kill everyone else in the Star Wars movie.
Next Star Wars movie is just half the cast disappearing into dust. Oh, just for no apparent reason.
That's the perfect explanation for Maggie Gyllenhaal and Leia.
Thanos just came and fucked everything up.
Thanos came and
everything. Honestly, Thanos was right.
Thanos is definitely right. There's too many people in the world as it is.
Yeah.
Can I don't even care about that. I just want the spear. There's a 50-50 chance that Thanos is gonna wipe me out. I'll take those chances.
I think you're good either way, I feel like.
I mean, I'm gonna still be pissed if I die, if I, like, live, but...
That's what I was saying, like, you're contradicting yourself here.
It just cuts to Anthony fading away into ashes. He's like, woohoo, yeah, fuck this shit, I'm out.
And then just I start fucking regenerating. It's like, motherfucker!
Oh, God. Oh fuck.
It's just multiple him.
It's like, Thanos, you bitch! I'd have to go kill Thanos myself and then snap the finger again. Kill everyone else.
Kill everyone. Say, yo, Thanos, get any more of that ontological snapping motion you got going on there, please? Be great.
Josh Brolin, hit me up.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited for the next one.
I think it's gonna be it for me. I think it's gonna be the last Marvel movie I ever see.
Free fall off your porch.
I mean, I'll probably see Captain Marvel besides that, because Guardians 3 is never coming out.
No. Unless we make it ourselves.
Yeah.
He's gonna call him James Gunn.
Because of, yeah.
So, Fun Times has had a first episode of the month. And I watched their theater mode, which is them watching movies, and they watched Tromeo and Juliet, which was the Troma version of Romeo and Juliet, Troma being James Gunn's previous company that he did horrible, horrible movies with. And it was... I can watch a lot of uncomfortable shit and not be uncomfortable. This made me uncomfortable. It was bad.
That's all I've heard about James Gunn's stuff before Guardians 1 was it was fucking weird as shit.
Yeah. It's like... What if we made Juliet a lesbian with her handmaiden and just had like a 5-minute scene of her making out topless with the handmaiden in bed, and then also made it to where the whole rivalry between the families was that they used to own an adult film company together, but made Romeo's family sell it, and Romeo's dad is black, so they had to sell that too, and then made it to where they just keep on having the prince, or the, not prince, the boyfriend of Juliet, be this guy that works in a meat butcher shop. That's crazy. Like, what if Jim Carrey ran a butcher shop? And then, what if at the very end, it's revealed they don't both die at the end, they get together successfully, but turns out that their brother and sister decide to go out with it anyway, and then cuts to them a few years in the future with three horribly deformed children. The end. It was a... They should have fired him for that. Nico's mom?
Michael's mom's hot.
No. Not confirmed.
Are we gonna throw this on Michael's mom now? Can you make that the thumbnail for this episode? It's Michael's mom. In the title, her phone number or Tinder profile. I'm sorry, Michael.
He's not.
I hate you all.
Man, when Charles comes back, I swear. We're gonna go flawless, her and I.
Almost did. Almost. Once.
Remember when years ago we were playing Trials in Destiny 1 and Michael had to go take a walk randomly for no good, like whatever reason, just had to go walk.
God, that was the best shit ever. And then the best part was that he went for his walk, but he ended up just sprinting up and down the street to get back.
It was great. I actually think we ended up winning without him too, which is even more impressive.
Yeah, that was the part that was surprising, because it was like, there's no fucking chance we're gonna win, because Dave and I suck.
We're alright, it's just that Charles sucks.
We were alright. Michael was Michael carrying also us, went, and the game and was Michael also fucked. Went,
9-0.
Yeah. That's because Bo carried everyone.
fucking Bo.
Yeah.
Bo could go solo 9-0.
Bo would just throw a fucking lightning grenade and kill the entire team.
Exactly.
When I did it with him. Crazy. When I did it with him, he fucking used No Land Beyond. Wait, what the fuck was the thing called?
No Land Sky.
Don't worry.
Yeah, he used No Man's Sky. That's how he won.
He threw the game case at them and killed them.
Yeah. Very entirely effective.
Praise Orang.
Marco, please. I'm gonna be honest with you, Marco. I might just Marco, have to be please. A static Ori man doing nothing with a bunch of stuff happening behind him. This fucking 3D model I downloaded off the goddamn internet just can't be rigged for shit. I try to move the arm, and the entire left side just gets deformed like freaking someone, a stroke victim. It's horrible. I can't do it.
Alright, I've changed my parameters. I want him piloting the Normandy from Mass Effect.
Dave's gonna kill himself.
I was gonna kill myself anyway, I just might push up the date. I'm gonna take that steaming bottle or steaming pill bottle under my pillow that's marked 05-20-2024 and make it marked 05-20-2020 instead.
20-20-20.
Is he coming back?
Holy shit! It's almost been 8 years since 2012. Fucking what a throwback.
He's gonna run for re-election.
Going for president. He puts our kids to work.
Someone asked him.
Trump. But Trump's not doing shit.
Trump's too busy being a meme.
Trump's too busy fucking Kim Jong-un.
No, we're doing Trump now. This is a
Trump's too busy for global warrants.
Did any of you guys see that besides Michael? Because I showed it to him.
I didn't believe you when you said that until you showed me that. I was like, what the fuck?
Trump and Kim Jong-un have a romantic relationship.
David,
love each other.
Trump's too pee on Orangaman, please.
That's already Mark. You already have that meme. You don't. You've sent it.
Do I?
I'm 100% sure you've sent that.
Listen, I don't remember. I try to forget a lot of things.
Out of all the horrors I've seen in my life, I drink to forget. One of them, and I'm 100% sure you've sent that.
I drink to forget, Anthony, and that may be one of the things I've forgotten. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't forget. I'm pretty sure that was real, and you have it somewhere in your phone.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Somewhere you know exactly where.
Horrible place.
By somewhere, I mean your wallpaper.
It's absolutely
you can't prove that.
Wallpaper.
I'll do what I can.
I'm gonna get an Orangaman tattoo. I don't know why I haven't thought of that before.
Do it.
I'm sure you have. You just drink it out of your consciousness.
Yeah, as soon as you had the thought, you fucking drank it away.
I bet get him on Mars.
God, an Orangaman tramp stamp.
What?
But with Trump's hair on it.
Trump's beard.
Man, Marco, do you have any tattoos?
Mate, I've got three.
And I think you've mentioned it before. I just have no idea what they are.
One of them's a Breaking Benjamin logo. One of them's a smiley face that me and a bunch of friends got. And the other one's a game game related.
Isn't it? Is it Halo? I thought
it's got Halo, Mass Effect, and Fallout.
Mm. I knew it had Halo.
And those are my tats. I want to get more. Don't know when. I want to get a sleeve.
Yeah, just get like random ass shit. I just have to like go to a place and pay for it.
Yeah, just get 20.
That's the only problem. That's the only
all
problem.
Over your face. Get a little Xan shirt. Make a little abortion.
Miss Lil Xan.
He's still alive. He didn't die. He OD'd on some hot Cheetos, but he came back. He didn't die.
Who the fuck do you OD?
He looks like he's near death. He looks like a fucking.
Yes. He does look near
like
death.
He looks like an alien fucking test tube, like botched experiment.
Very accurate.
Does anyone look like that?
When you take a lot of Xanax.
I mean, I look like a fucking cheesy milk bottle. I don't look as
big as like a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
I wish I was a ghost.
He's like a Pillsbury Doughboy.
The thing
boy,
is, people can still
fat.
See me, unfortunately.
God, this is. Fuck. Goddamn, Marco, it's all terrible.
What? What, living? Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to rig this goddamn 3D, disgusting atrocity. I'm gonna take a photo and share it.
If your heart isn't in it, then just don't do it. Don't
sign anything.
A savior like that.
I wish it wasn't. I wish it was anywhere else. It all hurts.
Wish my heart was in Amelia Clark's mouth, like that scene.
It's a weird ass fetish, my guy.
I hate the news though. God, I hate.
Alright, so if you look in the Discord.
Yeah, oh boy. A freaking Snapchat.
Snapchat
David.
Is.
If it reeks of undiagnosed autism.
For high schoolers to send each other dick pics. That's it. It's the only reason it exists. It's a horrible
ass. Why is it he's like getting Thanos?
Get fucked.
Because it's so hard to rig anything. I don't know why this goddamn 3D model, this goddamn random Redditor made. I guess I'm making for all you listening at home, and by all of you, I mean Marco a week from now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to. Hey, Mark, if you don't remember,
drunk Mark,
guy got fucking killed by a tsunami.
That's entirely possible.
Fuck, our only fan's dead.
Yeah, I mean, we got someone.
Fucking, our only fan achieved the one thing we want.
Yeah, that's true.
Lucky bastard. Well.
We actually, I want to pull up the stats real quick, because in the months we weren't here, in our hiatus, so to speak, we got someone from the Ukraine. I also think someone from the Philippines as well.
Nico's from Serbia, you fucking.
I said Nikolai, not fucking Nico, you jackass.
I'm gonna fucking stab you in the throat. How does that sound?
Do it.
I'm gonna pay Anthony to stab you in the throat.
That's not you.
No, you're not. You're not gonna give me any fucking money.
I'm gonna pay Anthony to get your dream car and then run you over with it.
I'm good with that.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like that'd be the only way Michael would want to go is if I'm off stage hit him.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I was actually upset when I didn't die from that crash. It's like, damn, that would have been a good way.
It'd have been real awkward for me, just be like, I'm just standing there like, holy shit.
You know what happens. Oh yeah, so.
Prime anger.
We got one from Guam, one from Germany, one from Brazil, one from the Philippines, and one from the Ukraine.
Hey, you know I have two Filipino friends.
I wouldn't consider them friends.
It's because you don't have
friends. Yeah, I wouldn't consider
Jesus fucking Christ, David, what the fuck is that?
That's what happens. That's what's been boggling in my mind. I have no idea.
What have you done to my son?
This goddamn race won't work.
What have you done to my son?
I've been trying to make him move, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't want
you
to make any sense.
Bones.
What have you done to my son?
What?
I'm in so much pain.
What the fuck have you done?
Guys, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
I hope not. I'm suing you for fucking... for
you
deformation.
Fucking sue me? Goddamn cunt. I am trying to make your dreams come true.
That is... I did not ask for this. I never asked for this.
You asked for Ori.
I asked you to make him, like, dance into fucking Brood Sandstorm. When you deform him.
I have to stretch this guy's fucking skull. This goddamn Ritter. This goddamn Ritter.
Stretch his skull 5 meters to the right.
Listen here, you.
It looks like someone just beat his brain in the fucking bat.
You listen here, you, me, when you know I'm right.
Don't you listen here, you, me, you listen here, you. I am trying so
I'll fucking believe this word.
God, it looks like his face
is
melted.
It looks like a fucking Thanos, is what it looks like.
It looks like he's been acid attacked.
it's pretty realistic.
No, people in Scotland don't get acid attacked. They just stab each other like real people. Real men.
Because Orin Man would probably be acid attacked, I feel like.
Yeah.
Orin Man is immune to acid.
This is all terrible.
Fucking,
obviously not.
He has too much vitamin C.
Listen, that was
David. Melting in that picture.
That was David with his sick way.
I'm trying. You know, I have no idea.
This is what the successes of his brother.
This is how the people.
Morning, man. You've always been jealous about how your parents.
I'm done.
I don't know what the fuck I'm on about.
I don't know what you're on about either. It hurts, though. Yeah. It hurts. It hurts more than anything else I've ever done. Ever heard. It's the meanest thing you ever said to me, Marco, I think. I'm gonna add this to your list of degenerators.
Good. You deserve it for what you've done.
I hate myself. I can't talk, I can't animate Iron Man.
You deserve it for
what you've done. I'm so lonely. I hate myself.
So what? You want a medal? We all do?
Alright, yeah, let's all kill ourselves, guys. Let's do it. This is the last one.
Alright, just drop the nukes already.
Do it.
I'm gonna start playing Don't Look Back in Anger real quick.
I'm gonna go get the spoon out of the freezer and kill myself with it.
I already took it out.
I'm gonna make a MIDI. Attack myself than play Destiny. Yeah.
I figured out our new theme song, guys. You're gonna use a MIDI version of an Oasis song. It's perfect.
God.
David learns about it. This is like the first time David learned about a band for the first time, and that's the only thing he knows now of music.
Of course, it's fucking Wonderwall.
It's Oasis.
Listen, I don't get to listen to a lot of music, so as soon as I find something,
David,
I double
culture.
I'm the only minority here. You guys don't have any fucking culture.
It's just funny. It's just like the first time you get into music and it's just Oasis.
Listen, I only know those two songs. I've only been singing Oasis because right now it's been stuck in my head for the past few days. Or three. I guess Champagne Supernova is still there. I don't know. Fuck me.
I mean, McDonough's a synth. Spoilers.
Man, you just ruined Fallout 4.
You can't ruin something that's fucking... That Todd Howard has already done to it.
It's true.
And we're a franchise that Todd Howard's already had his way with. That being said, How to Be Human podcast is sponsored by the Fallout cookbook.
go buy the Fallout cookbook. We're also sponsored by Fallout 76.
Also known as Fallout 4 Online.
We're sponsored by Todd Howard's, Todd Howard's Patreon.
Todd Howard's just fucking rage lust for greed. And money. And ruining friendship. Well, he didn't really. Well, he didn't. You ruined it. Bethesda ruined it. Hashtag bring back Oblivion. Hashtag bring back Obsidian. I was about to say Oblivion.
Bring back Oblivion.
No, Oblivion can stay in 2006.
So we can go back to 2006 and then myself. My six.
I wish I could go back to 98 and then myself.
Yeah, that's much better.
No, it's not.
I think I was similar to Steel yet, 2006. Or I may have just came back. Oh, those were good. Fucking, I wish I could go back to 2007. That was the golden year, Halo.
Just not leave Australia.
I had left Australia at that point, but Halo 2 came out, so.
Oh, fair.
That was the perfect time in my
life. I wish I could go back to 2006 and get David an Xbox for Halo 3, so he didn't have to play Wii Black Ops.
Fucking.
No, and not get a mic, not get a USB mic for my Wii Black Ops, so I can play with 20-year-olds on zombies.
You fucking grown up on fucking Wii Black Ops. Jesus Christ.
Could be worse. You could have been like Steven and grew up on fucking Wii COD 4 and fucking 100% that fucking game.
What? That's impressive. 100% a Wii game?
Do you fucking
try really, really hard.
you end your life, in which in Steven's case, he became a pedophile.
What is the point?
Is there ever any point to anything?
You know what? This explains a lot of why Steven is the way he is. He played Wii COD 4.
That's true.
David, you're lucky. You didn't come out like that.
Steven, if you're listening, you need help.
He's not gonna listen. Even if he was, he still wouldn't listen to that.
You think he was gonna get help when he had ED? He's not gonna get help for his passion.
His powers came back, though.
Yeah.
His boner came back.
His fucking back was pretty much broken, and he didn't go get help.
That sick in the bitch. That's much better. Jesus.
Take me to the place that you know, where nobody knows.
Oh my
I'm
god.
More positive that isn't the words.
It isn't. That's fine.
Looks like David hacked into Eric Man's leg with a chainsaw a little bit.
Of course it is.
David, you should draw you, like, murdering Orangman.
I can't brutally draw myself in Blender. Crazy.
You can't draw such.
Just draw a stick figure.
I can't draw a stick figure in Blender.
3D print me a gun so I can just fucking end it.
That's not how it works.
Mass Effect Andromeda is the greatest game ever made.
It's true.
Having never played it, I have to agree.
It's amazing.
I agree.
So good.
I could tell just by looking at it. Just
anyone who says otherwise, uninformed.
You know, I guess. David off-screen chasing Ari Man with a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, earlier, we had a conversation about the Harry Potter RPG that was short-lived because no one else...
Oh yeah, the one that got leaked?
Yeah, the RPG that got leaked. The it looked high quality enough for a Harry Potter game, which is nice. Especially since, kind of, most of them suck. Most of them were pretty bad. Yeah. Even the Quidditch one, I can't probably go back to. But, I wrote down this question earlier. What movie / book / show franchise would you want to be made into a good game?
Toy Story.
Star Wars.
Ironically enough, I think both of those are going to be in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
No, because I'm not a weeb.
True.
Marco, you don't want to play with Mickey Mouse and Pirates of the Caribbean? Thrones.
We had a fucking...
It'd just be Witcher.
No. Like Shrek. Game of Thrones, because we had... Yeah, Shrek.
There's already good Shrek games.
So we had an awful Game of Thrones game, and then we had a Telltale Game of Thrones game, which is meh. It was an all-out RPG. Game of Thrones. Shit would be cash.
What would you do? I feel like there'd be a lot of... Most of it would be talking.
Fuck your sister. Slash some throats. Kill some dragons.
So Aldrich for Forsaken.
Pretty much.
No, except this game's good.
Fair enough. What about you? Michael, I know you can't read, so what movie or TV show do you want to be in a game?
I thought that was the question the first place was a book.
Michael can't even talk either.
I don't read anyway, so...
Alright, you can't even read my words I'm speaking. Great.
Let's see. Michael can read his cars.
No.
Just the Cars animated Pixar movie, but as a Forza Horizon clone game.
Lego Forza Horizon.
A Ted game.
Ted the movie?
Yeah, it's a fucking game. I want to see that shit.
The one with Marky Mark?
Ted.
Yeah, the one with fucking Marky Mark.
Ted was okay, but I don't think it's a game.
I'm curious to see how they could fucking do that.
Resident Evil. Easy. They see the same thing they did with Ted, but as in, like, Resident Evil style. The first one where you control, like, a tank and can't shoot anything.
They're all wrong. Napoleon Dynamite.
Zohan.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Did they actually make a fucking game of that?
Well, you know movie tie-in games? Like, they release a shitty half-ass rushed game before the DVD yeah. and the movie comes out. So maybe.
That's why I mentioned good game. For example, what if there is a Spider-Man level quality Evil version? Games. I was talking about Ted in the style of Resident Evil.
Oh. All
right.
What if there's a Spider-Man version. 3 game?
That may just be potato enough. All
right, I'm gonna rephrase.
Spider-Man 3 game. Yeah.
Pick the property slash. Yeah, this property works, and then mix it with the style of game that already exists to make the best game ever.
50 oh, Shades of Grey, fucking Battle Royale.
Fuck everyone to win. If you get exactly. fucked, it's over.
But do it poorly.
First one with AIDS wins.
No, I've had the...
Is that part of the movie?
I've had the Battle Royale of Fallout Walking Dead game for ages, like Fallout 3 New Vegas type game.
That's fucking, Dead. What's it called?
No, it's not.
It is.
Whatever it is, it isn't anything.
A horror Toy Story game.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's not DayZ. Like, DayZ's just like PUBG, but with zombies and survival. Like, this
it
game
might be
had,
State
like,
Decay.
Story and all that. State of Decay. No, State of Decay is a game that plays itself and has to be a game you know.
Oh, no,
to
honestly,
play.
That might just be the new Walking Dead game that's coming out.
Yeah,
that too.
That game does look promising. Or the other fucking 5 zombie games that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like World War Z, which does look pretty
good. Didn't DayZ come to console?
Yep, and it's £31.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, fuck off.
No,
that
we do
shit.
Not talk about that. PUBG was £25 at launch, and they're still. DayZ still hasn't had an official launch, and has been out for like 5 years, and they're trying to charge fucking £31 for it. I don't think so.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it. I thought it'd be interesting to play, and it was in a bad way. In a bad, very bad way.
PUBG with zombies?
I could have told you it wasn't going to be good 6 years ago.
Wait, I forgot what we were talking about. They were talking about PUBG.
Oh, no. I'm talking about
PUBG,
DayZ.
No.
Oh, yeah, they were about DayZ.
Yeah, we thought you meant you bought DayZ. I was like, yeah, I could have told you that 6 years ago.
No,
PUBG is shit-posting the game.
Pretty much, yeah.
PUBG sucks.
It can be fun, but yeah.
Alright. Michael, what's yours? What TV or movie property would you want to be adapted to? What specific game property slash style?
Infinity War, Telltale game.
No, get out of here. Fucking normie.
So you just want a Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, this Infinity War game, pretty much, from having it not be made.
There already was a Guardians of the fucking Galaxy Telltale game.
There was. Wait, was there,
no, they're not. They're not working on anything.
No, they already existed. They already came out.
Yeah, they already made
nothing
it.
Nothing of importance was lost.
Yeah. Man, what a mess. Everything's a mess.
Actually, no, I want to change it to Deadpool RPG.
It's a Deadpool, the game that came out.
Yeah.
That was
the Deadpool
RPG.
Game that came out.
That was that was linear based.
That'd be really weird.
Linear based.
Oof.
Like an open world RPG Deadpool game. Mm. That'd be pretty good.
I would really want a version of the live-action Speed Racer that came out years ago to be made into a Forza
yes.
game.
God, that movie was so good.
I love that movie a lot.
I did too when I saw it. I got one of like the little toy cars. I was like, this shit's sick.
They had this like deal with the pushball company that made this really shitty cancer candy sticks that you just push up and suck on like a lollipop up for kids with oral fixations. Yeah. And so they had to deal with that, and it's like this online version of the Speed Racing game that you played that ran like ass, but it was also the most fun version of a Speed Racing game you can play. Just all the little, each car had its own individual gadgets. Just imagining something like that with those crazy three-dimensional, nonsensical tracks with jumping cars and freaking razor blades that came out at the side of your tires. Be great. And also a monkey in the back seat that repairs your car while you're driving in the traditional anime format. You also get the mouth motions to be out of sync with the actual dialogue. That'd be also cool. Man. I mean... Yeah.
But there's no point.
Really? Well, I guess... Last time we did this, we talked about how we were going to improve our lives. Anthony, did you cook?
Oh, shit! Scott Gimple died?
Yeah, I cooked ramen.
Scott Gimple just died. Herschel from The Walking Dead. That's not good.
Wait, who from The Walking Dead? Herschel? Oh.
Herschel? Yeah, he just died.
That's unfortunate.
Ripperoni, my guy.
Like in real life or in the show?
Yeah, in real life. He died like 5 years ago in the show. He shares his grave with The Walking Dead show, which hasn't been good since Negan.
Mm. You know it's recent because his Wikipedia article still isn't updated to show he's dead.
Yeah, 9 minutes ago.
Man, I'm up to date.
I fucking loved The Walking Dead, and then the episodes just got worse when Negan got involved. Like, I was a huge fanboy of that show, and now it's just sad to look at it now. And they're fucking... Carl's dead, and Rick's fucking off after this season, so...
Are they still doing the point? Isn't this the last one?
Yeah, no. As far as I know, it's not the last one.
Damn, that's unfortunate. I thought this was, like, it. I figured this would be Rick trying to make everything come to fruition. Gee, that last goal, but never mind.
It's over.
I guess the dream is dead.
Rick leaves, it's just should be over.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Also, at least Glenn got Fear the Walking Dead came out, I must have watched like the first 9 episodes and absolutely nothing happened. And I was like, fuck this. I'm finished. This show's bored me to tears.
I'm pretty sure the Walking Dead TV series gave Georgia a little mini economy boost because of just the amount of film that's done here.
Oh,
they brought a lot of other.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a lot of filming that goes on here because of how cheap it is.
Yeah. A lot of people figured that out recently. I think back in high school, there's a girl tried to be an extra in a Spider-Man movie. Yeah. I remember a girl trying to be an extra in the Spider-Man movie. It's like one of the students. I'm not sure if that worked out. Because I never saw that movie. I thought you were done drinking, Mark.
That was a good one. Homecoming was good.
Mm. But I ditched you guys while we were in Austin, Texas. You guys went to go watch that movie. I spent my time appropriately and trying to go talk to a cute girl at a Japanese restaurant.
True.
I'm like, you chumps.
I got to hang out with Jared as his Uber got... They banned him from Uber.
Wait, what? Really?
Jared from Uber.
What?
He got, like, because he declined, like, 3 rides.
Mm.
Why?
And they just, like, were like, fuck out of here.
Why did he clean rides?
No, like, he picked up a car. He picked a car and then dropped it. Because it was either they were far away or he accidentally did it.
So how did that work, Aban?
Because he that already, he chose the car, like, he already picked them, and then he canceled it, which is fucking with the Uber drivers, and he did it 3 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Ripperoonie. Looks like it's left for him.
So then he had to download, I don't know if he's, I don't think he's still banned, but...
Yeah, like, Lyft don't give a shit.
It was just there, and he had to get Lyft. Or no, it might have been Lyft he got banned from, we had to call Uber, I don't remember. It was one of the two.
Hold on. Can anyone even get banned from Lyft?
Actually, I think Lyft is better than Uber. I think Uber is the one that the fuck.
I don't know. Get a mental how popular Uber is.
Oh, you know. People gotta get from place to place.
People go from place to place.
David has to get his food.
Yeah. I only tell
Dave, what is this that I heard that, what is it, Uber Eats? You're spending how much on fucking food?
I spent too much on Uber Eats. Don't worry about it. It was a mistake. It was a bad time in my life. It's gonna kill me. I'm sure my health has degenerated recently.
Well, your bank
account. Right, you don't have to rub it in our noses, fuck's sake.
Yeah, my bank account wasn't doing hot. It wasn't, it was dumb, but it wasn't damaging. It was just dumb.
Yeah, it's just like,
what if I told you, David, like a couple of weeks ago, I got a fucking tax rebate of 958 quid.
Yeah, for the taxes he doesn't pay.
It's too much taxes I paid a year ago. Fucking kishing.
Bitching.
Bitching.
No wonder your whole fucking continent fucked.
Are you on about the continent? The entire world's fucked?
I'm saying Europe.
We banned memes, of course we're fucked.
You banned memes? We didn't hear about this. Article 13. It's Article 13.
Yeah, memes are banned in the UK.
How the hell did this happen?
Memes are contraband.
What was the thing that pushed it? I forgot.
I can't remember. I don't actually know, I just found out that memes are banned.
I think it was, the Pepe memes?
I think it was Pepe memes.
I remember Dat Boy got put down as a hate crime.
Dat Boy wasn't a hate crime. Pepe was the hate.
Dat Boy was
Stop being fog racist.
Pepe was the racist meme. Dat Boy was pure.
I could have sworn they said that Dat Boy was.
No, it was Pepe. Dat Boy was just a frog that rode a bicycle. He wasn't racist. Pepe was racist.
Oh yeah. I think most things are racist. Exhibit A, Marco.
Most Scots.
How am I most things?
I mean, you're one of many things that exist. You're just the most approximately close example of racism in this format right now.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Love you, Marco. You call me a coon.
If my ancestors knew I was friends with you, they would strike me down where I stood.
If my ancestors knew I was friends with you, they would get struck down by your ancestors, probably.
They would get... told to get back to work, and they say yes, Master.
Man, it'd be so easy to
get. Did you want to lighten up a bit?
I kind of missed that. God damn. Well, that's if he's like safe now. I could just get killed that easily. I could just like sleep with the farhand's daughter or something and get shot. It's that simple.
I can't wait to listen to this later and giggle over myself, being funny, being a wee cheeky bastard.
I can't wait to listen to this or later, and just reinforce my sense of dread and
so,
push me over the edge.
So I was curious, and I looked up Article 13, and it's straight up a copyright law.
Yeah. Looks like it does a lot with the companies that the website or the websites that the material is posted on have to take more responsibility for copyright. YouTube being the example they use a lot of, since that has a lot of copyright holes in it for sure.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to us anyway because we're leaving the EU.
That's true. You guys
has it been already made official?
I mean, probably about as official as anything else that happens in the EU. Meaning, people are going to fight it for a bit, and then it's not going to happen anyway, and they're going to fight it again, and then there'll be ad campaigns on YouTube and Google,
and then nothing will happen.
And then nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I love how this article, which is a UK article, actually, it's in, like, the UK, and it starts out with a fucking meme, like a meme picture of Europe looking at Article 13 of YouTube looking at the EU, like that one fucking meme or whatever. So is this article against the law then? Because it's in the fucking UK.
Pepe is god meme. I don't think we'll ever get a meme better than Pepe. Chicken tendies. Can the party not go silent? I have to listen to the voices in my head.
That's always a good thing.
No, it isn't.
They're nice voices.
What kind of voice do you have in your head, but...
Anyone want to be my pub? No, I don't. Okay, just continue being happy then. Oh, hi, dog meat.
Yeah, boy. Jared, get out of here.
Would you guys go to Mars if Elon Musk asked you?
Yes.
I'd fuck Elon Musk if he asked me.
There's no internet, there's no fucking Xbox, where the fuck would I go? No Mustangs.
There's no Destiny, so Michael won't go.
There's no Mustangs.
That's exactly why I'll go.
If there's just Destiny on Mars, Michael, would you go? Would you be fine?
If there is what?
If you can... Destiny and games and internet.
If I could play Destiny and they would send me all the upcoming Destinies and a Mustang to drive, yeah, I'll go.
He sent me a new car. When he gets up there with the Mustang and the gas runs out.
Are free. Yeah.
Shit.
And just fucking sits there.
And then he remembers that he got Destiny.
Or when Michael crashes the Mustang on Mars because there's no roads. It's just
and less gravity, so it's gonna be a lot cooler looking too.
That's a good point. Make it.
You
a
didn't think of
Mustang.
That. You
make
didn't
a
think
lifted
of that?
Mustang with like
Mars
18,
is literally
no,
just like
18,
New Mexico.
Like 28-inch wheels.
20-inch
Mars is just New Mexico.
Penises.
No, if you want to go to Mars, go to New Mexico and get a trampoline. Same thing.
A brampoline.
Yeah, get a brampoline.
Forget, what is the gravity difference on Mars from Earth?
Let's Google it.
Because we're
fucking
is,
David. David's Googling senses.
Because was it Mars is smaller than Earth.
It's about a third. It has 3.7 meters per second squared, and Earth is 9.8 meters per second squared.
Huh.
The moon is 1.6 meters per second squared. Earth moon, by the way.
So it's the same as the moon? Is that what I just heard? Or wait.
No.
Okay, that,
Mars
is
3.7.
How much was
the moon is 1.6.
Oh.
And
okay.
Earth
I
is
thought you said 3.6.
Jupiter 24.8.
We'll all become the.
I just want to go
on
the giant ass storm. And...
That'd be dope.
What's
God,
the
imagine being
the
in
planet.
That beautiful storm?
Like, what's the planet with the like enough density where we can turn into the fucking I love it suit things?
Earth.
Just compressed into big fucking robots there.
Get compressed into fucking Kanye.
Little pump.
I believe it's Uranus. Ah, Gotti.
So guys, this has been episode 6.
Renamed.
Thanks for listening.
Don't you cut
that
me
Jeff.
Off, you cunt.
Okay. I forgot, Mark, this is your show.
Sorry,
I sent over the file for you to edit.
Exactly. But scientists renamed the planet to end that joke once and for all. It's now called your rectum. Oops, I just shot dog meat. Alright, you can end it now. I'm done. Goodbye,
I'm not done yet.
That was the last
I'm
joke.
Never done. I'm never done.
Your rectum
I'm not done until,
last joke.
I'm not done until that date on my plastic bag of sleeping pills hits the calendar. I'm not done until that day.
Until David puts the plastic bag over his head.
I love coming here, it's a rare laugh.
So, I put in a fucking tier 3 blind well, and the 3 fucking guys that are here are doing shit.
No one cares
about
Destiny. No one
cares. Alright guys, thanks for listening. I was David.
This is a no Destiny zone.
We had Marco. We had Anthony. That was
fun. A good time to
fuck Destiny.
Destiny talk is not allowed.
I'm gonna cut my wrists.
Let's all do it together.
Goodbye, listeners. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for not listening to us.
And so... Sally,
my ass listeners.
She knows it's too late as we're walking.
Thank you to Marco's listeners for coming.
Yeah, for supporting his private Snapchat.
Yeah,
subscribe to
we
my
really appreciate
Snapchat.
It. If only he'd give us cool. Some of the money.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna happen.
I'm gonna snitch on you to the government.
Do it. Maybe they'll finally put me out. Put me down.
For the tax evasion or the anthrax?
All the above.
Whatever they can get on me. I'm not picky.
Marco's gonna be in the courtroom, just be like, damn, I wish I had that anthrax right now.
Yeah, good times.
I'm gonna anthrax the government.
I'm gonna record that.
Smoke bombs instead.